Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zevachim Rav Samach Chet Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the fifth Mishnah in the seventh parak of Zevachim. And as I mentioned at the end of the previous podcast, there is a little bit of a difficulty with the opening line or ending line of the Mishnah. And we're going to study this as it's presented in the Mishnayot, not as it's presented in the Gemara, even though there's a good argument for the order presented in the Gemara. We'll start with the following. Malak bismol o balayla. So if you did malika with the left hand, or at night, they're pasul. Shachar chulin b'fnim kochim achut. So you did shchita, not malika, on chulin, inside the azara, or on the kochim outside. Einam etam beit abliya. There is no tumat beit abliya. Because they're not considered an vela. But malak besakin, if you used a knife for malika from the back of the neck, malak chulin bifneim, or you took chulin and you did malika on them, not shchita, malika inside, or kodshim bachutz, torin shalegiaz manan, or you had the little birds that are not yet old enough to be a tor, or bnei onah shavarz manan, or bnei onah that are already more than a few days old, which means they're beyond their time, or shiav shag, meaning it's not fit for the mizbeach. Shiav shaga par, if the wing is withered, shen espetena, the bird is blind, shinkta raglar, its leg was cut off, then these were birds that were never, at least at the current time, able to get to the mizbeach. Is it malik on them? Betam betabliya. Then they're in nevela. Zeakla, what's the rule? Kol shepsula bakodesh en matam betabliya. If the psul, meaning the problem happened after you brought the bird into the kodesh, like smaller lila, it's not in tam beit abliya. But lo yapsula bakodesh, if not, meaning when you brought it in, it was already a problem, like it was blind or etc., then it is matam beit abliya. It's considered a nevela. Now, the end of the Mishnah reads, kol shapsulin shemalku. Any of the people who we call psulin, tful yom, etc., that did malika, malika tan psula, it's no good. V'enam matam beit abliya, but tumat beit abliya does not apply because it really is a malika, it just can't be brought down to Mizbeach. Okay, now that's, as far as the Mishnah goes, the way that it reads in the Mishnayot. Now, Amar Rav. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan have a machloket about a zar doing malika, whether or not it is metam beit abliya. Small v'layla metam beit abliya. So, like we saw in the Mishnah. Zar v'sakin. We saw sakin in the Mishnah. Rav says also a zar, a non-kohen, who does malika, metam beit abliya. Now, let's see what the difference is, and this is really a question on the Mishnah. Mishnah small. Why do we say that if you do malika with the left hand, it's not a nevela, even though it's pasul? See, lechsher b'yom ha-kippurim, because we do use the left hand in avodah of yom ha-kippurim with the chafinat ha-ktoret. V'layla also, id lechsher b'evarim p'torim. We do some avodah in the Beit HaMikdash at night, which is bringing the evarim and pedarim up to the mizbeach. Zar nami lehechsher b'shchita. Zar does shchita, and that's so he's also got a place. So why isn't his malika at least good enough not to be called a nevela? The answer is shchita lavavodahi. We're calling shchita at this point not an avoda. It's kind of strange because shchita is absolutely an avoda vis-a-vis the issues of pigul. If he has machshava during shchita, it counts. And for lo, do you say that shchita is not an avoda? Amar Rav Zeira, we dealt with a few prakim ago. Shchitat para bizar. Let's say a non-Kohen does shchita of the paraduma, psula. Now this is the paraduma that's nishchat outside of the city of Yerushalayim. And nonetheless, if it's done by a non-Kohen, it's pasul. So shchita seems to be an avodah. Machvi Rav ala, and Rav explained the reason for that is because it says El Azar and Chuka, meaning throughout the parsha of the paraduma, El Azar, who is the skan Kohen Gadol at that point, meaning the Kohen Head Yod, is mentioned, and since the word chukah, zot chukah Torah, it means everything there has to be done exactly to the prescription that it's presented, can't be done by a non-kohen. So there you see that shchita is an avodah. The shani para, the kochim erakabayeti. Oh, para is not kochim mizbeach, doesn't go on the mizbeach. So therefore, it has a different rule. Wait, v'lav kol shekeni? But that's a kol shekeni, meaning kochim erakabayet bo kuhuna. If you're going to say kochim erakabayet, it never makes it the mizbeach. Have to be shechted by a kohen. Kochim Mizbeach Mibaya? So certainly Kochim Mizbeach too. And so therefore you would certainly say that the Tsar's ability to do Shechita makes the Tsar a player here, because Shechita really is an Avodah, and therefore Azar doing Malika should be like small and Lila, maybe invalid, but not making an Avela. He says that's not unusual. We find certain things that only Kohanim can do as nothing to do with Avodah. For instance, who can view Negayim, Tzarat? Avodah, he or Bayakuna, it has to be a Kohen seeing it. It's one of the jobs of a Kohen. So doing the Shechita of the Paraduma is one of the jobs of the Kohen. Fine, but it's not an Avodah. Avanelav Mibama, so why don't we go back and say, wait a second. Why don't we learn that a Zar's Malika doesn't make it an Avela because we have a model? Because just like we had a model of small Yom Kippur, we had a model of Laila from Yavri Ptarim. We have a model of Zar from a Bama. Remember, if you have a Bama, Shmuel, not a Kohen, brought Korbanot outside of the Mishkan. So there you see that a Zar is okay. The answer is Mibama Loyal, if you can't learn from a Bama. Hello? We certainly do, Batanya. And this is in the sugya of Imalu Lo Yardu, which korbanot that should not go on the Mizbeach, but if put up, should not be taken down. Minayim, the Yotze, Shimala Lo Yared. How do we know that a Yotze, meaning a korban that was taken out of its precinct and then returned back, should not go on the Mizbeach, but if it does, it doesn't come down? Tri Yotze Kasher Bama, because Yotze is something that's properly brought in the Bama, because the Bama has no boundaries, and therefore everything there is a Yotze. So you see that Bama is a good model to say, since it works in a Bama, therefore, it's sort of quasi-acceptable here, so you can't put it up. If you put it up, you don't take it down. Should be the same thing. A Zar works in does Avodah in a Bama. And therefore, if a Zar does Malika, at least it shouldn't be Matame. The answer is Tana Azot Torah Ta'olah Samichle. And as we saw in the first parak, the passage Zot Torah Ta'olah, which is where we get the rule that if anything goes up in the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down, that's the source for the for the Tana learning that im Allah lo yared, and therefore it's very expansive. But we're not going to make the same rule about Malika and its effect on the status of the bird as an Avela. That's Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zar ein matam beit ablia. He disagrees with Rav, and he says that a Zar, like any other of the psulim, not allowed to do it. He does it, it's pasul, but it's not matam beit ablia, it's not in Avela. Sakin matam beit ablia, a knife, yes, like in the Mishnah. Now, Tanan. Look at our Mishnah, it says, Kol psulin shemalku malikatan psula, and it's not metame. So the end of our Mishnah, so Bishtama Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol atuyezar. Kol psulin shemalku means all psulin, even a zar. Pasul, but it doesn't make a tumah beit ablia. Alola Rav, according to Rav, who says, Zar is not on there. Kol atuyemai, what's kol there to include? Hav atuyez small velaila, is it there to include small and laila? Small velaila behenyiktani. Those are explicated in the Mishnah. They're not hidden that you need an allusion by the word kol. So the answer is, and this seems to argue that the line that's at the end of the Mishnayot is really like it's printed in the Gemara at the beginning. Because Tana Bahad Mefarish, first he said it, and then he explicated it. Mean, kol apsulin, what does that mean? Small velayla. Okay, possibly. Toshma, let's still test Rabbi Yochanan versus Rav. Zeha klal, here's the rule. Kol shah psula bakodesh ametam betablia, kadim betablia. If the psul was in the kodesh. Right now, what's that call? Bishtama Rabbi Yochanan, and by the way, and it's not Matam Betablia. Bishtama Rabbi Yochanan, kol atu yezar. Why did it say kol shabai psula makodesh? Kol is there to say even a zar. Elo l'rav le'tu yemai. According to Rav, what's that call there to include? V'li tameich, but wait a second. Shaloi psula makodesh le'tu yemai. The second half of the statement, the end of the Mishnah is, the second half of the rule, that is, anything where the psul was not bakodesh, what's that coming to include? We already said the withered wing and the disfigured eye, etc. El reisha l'tui shchitat kodesh mifin. The reisha is there to tell you that even if you do shchita on a bird that's hekdesh inside, it's not matam beit ablia. And seifa is l'tui malika on chulin b'chutz. That if you do malika on chulin outside, the psulo ein bakodesh. Loway Apsula Makodesh, it is Pasul and it's Matam Beit Ablia. So it has nothing to do with Zar. Okay? But nonetheless, Tanya Kavatet Rabbi Yochanan, even though that looked like a good proof for Rabbi Yochanan, here we've got a good one. And it didn't work, this one works. Malka Zar, Malka Pasul, Apigovana Tomatame, Ematam Beit Ablia. Here you have an explicit brayta that says that if a Zar does Malika, it's not Matame. Just like if another Pasul did it. And if it was happened, the bird happened to be pigol notar tame, it's also not matam beit ablia. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Shamati Shtaim. He said, "I hear two things. Achat kmitzat zar, achat malikat zar. I heard about a non-kohen doing kmitza, and I heard about a non-kohen doing malika. Achat tered, achat lo tered. Both of them are pasul. But in one case, if one of them is be'ach, you take it down. In the other case, you don't take it down. V'lo yadana, and I'm not sure which was which. Rachezkiah, so Rachezkiah says, mistabra kmitza tered, malika lo tered. I think kmitza's got to be the one that if a non-kohen does it, you put it on the mizbeach, you take it down. But malika, if a non-kohen does it, you don't take it down. Which seems to be sort of supportive of Rabbi Yochanan's position. Now, ma'ishta malika, why do we say malika, if it goes up, you don't take it down? The yishtam abama, because a czar does malika and abama. Or kmitza nami yishtam abama. But if a czar does birds in Obama, then a czar also does menachot in Obama. All right, so then, v'chitema in mincha b'bama. You got to tell me they never brought a mincha to Obama? You weren't allowed to? So ain't no futnami b'bama. Then there's no birds in Obama either. Meaning because it's either both or neither. D'yam rav sheshit. L'divrei ha'omer yesh mincha b'bama, yesh afut b'bama. According to the opinion that says that they would bring a mincha, you could bring a mincha to b'bama, you could also bring bird offerings. In other words, is a bama only for animals, or is it also for other things? And other things includes grains and fowl. And we'll see what the source for that is. So it's one or the other. My taima, what's the reason for saying that there's neither? Because where's the most famous bama? It's Moshe Rabbeinu when he built the bama, the Mizbeach, at the foot of Har Sinai. And it said they brought zvachim shlamim. What's zvachim? It means slaughtered things. V'lo menachot, so that excludes grain. Tzvachim v'lo afot, and excludes fowl. So therefore, according to that opinion, a bama only can have a zavach, something that's slaughtered. So that doesn't work. Ela ema ein kiddush pechli shreit b'mincha b'mama. That's the difference. Malika is done the same way at a bama as it's done in the Beit HaMikdash. You put in your hand, use the fingernail, etc. The mincha, on the other hand, is done differently. In the Beit HaMikdash, you first take it from the kli chol that it's brought in into a kli sharet. Then bring the kli sharet close to the mizbeach. We'll learn about this in menachot. And then do kmitza. But in the bama, you didn't put it into the kli sharet. And therefore, it really is a different kind of thing. Okay, now, malak trefa. Malak bismol balaila. The Mishnah said that if you did small laila, it's not metame. Tanabani yacholte malika shilifnim. Metam begadim betablia. I might think that if you did malika properly on a bird inside the Azara, it's matam betablia, meaning that it's still tamei as a nevela. Tamalomar, the Torah therefore says nevela. Hanami nevela, he is a nevela. Ela tamalomar trefa. Torah says nevela u trefa. Ma trefa, what's a trefa? She'in matera tata isur. Meaning, when you have a trefa and then it dies, there's no isur that it now is released from as a dead trefa. Of course, she materet to daisur. Therefore, it has to be something where it's not materet. Yatsa malika shilifnim. But when you do malika inside, whoever materet to daisur, you're allowed to put this thing on the mizbeach. So therefore, imatam begun betablia. In other words, the model is trefa, and a trefa doesn't get any better when it dies. This bird gets better when it dies because now it can go on the mizbeach. It has an isur lifted from it. So therefore, it's not matamet. Now, hevi hamolek kodshim bachutz. So let's say you did kodshim b'chutz with malika, u'molek chulin b'mifnim b'chutz, or chulin either inside or out, ho'il v'ein matir and taisur. So following the reasoning we just expounded, since malika doesn't permit anything here, as a result, matam begon and betablia. So therefore it is matame. So the only malika that's not going to be matame is kodshim b'fnim. Kodshim b'chutz don't work, and chulin anywhere doesn't work. Now, tanya idach, we have another braita. Yachol tei shchitat chulin lifnim. Shchitat chulin. Inside. Shchitat chulin v'kodshim b'mifnim b'chutz v'tam b'tabliya. So we're talking about birds, of course. I might think that if you shechted the chulin inside, or you did shchita on birds that are kodshim inside or out or outside, that's b'tame. Tamalomar nevela. The Torah says nevela. So haname nevela. It's also nevela. It didn't die properly. Before it's the case, elatamalomar trefa, ma trefa shava b'fnim k'bachutz. What do we know about trefa? Trefa is a trefa whether it's in the azar or outside. Of course, shava b'fnim k'bachutz. Therefore, it only applies to things that don't distinguish between inside and outside. Atzah shchitat chulin b'fnim kodshim b'fnim k'bachutz. Therefore, shchitat chulin b'fnim. Which, of course, if you shechted a chulin bird outside, it's fine. There's your lunch. And kodshim also We're going to investigate that. Hovel, since inside and outside, in the Azara and outside, are not treated the same, therefore, there is no Tumat Begadim Abet Ablia for those cases. Now, wait a second. I understand about Chulin. That works because, indeed, you don't have the same rules because Chulin done outside are fine. But if you do Kodshim, Shechita of an Oaf, the Tekdesh, whether inside or out, the Puzzle. So why doesn't it work? Amarava imho ilalo shchita chutz l'chai b'kari. Think about this. You have kodshim. You take them outside of the azara and shecht them, a bird. Rava says, since that shchita is going to be significant enough to make you chayav karet for shchutei chutz, l'tuil otaravi de nevela, so certainly it should be enough of a shchita and say it's not a nevela. So ashkachat chutz prim minalan, but what do you say about kodshim that were nishchat inside, birds that were kodshim nishchat inside? There you're not chayiv for shchutei chutz. There you can't say the shchita is so important. The answer is hoa v'loshav v'tim v'kavachutz. So we come back to our original point, which is, but in that case, inside and outside aren't dealt with the same way, because outside, of course, we say, is a significant enough shchita to make you chayiv. Therefore, it's also significant enough to lift the nevelah. So ihachim mala kodshim v'chutz namilo. So if you do malika of kodshim outside, it should also not happen. It shouldn't be a problem because it's not the same. After all, Malika inside is proper. So Malika outside should not be a nevela. And we said it is. In the case of Kodshim, Bachutz Mifnim, we judge one case which is done improperly from another case done improperly. Meaning, if you shecht Kodshim Bachutz, that's Shchutei Chutz. And it's also Shchita as opposed to Malika. And therefore, we could apply it to a case of shchita bifnim, which is also not proper. But you cannot judge malika b'chutz from malika bifnim, because malika bifnim is the proper thing. Wait a second. We certainly do learn from a case where it is permissible to a case where it's not. How do we know that yotze, we just saw this a few minutes ago, that if a korban that's yotze is put on the mizbeach inadvertently, it should not come down. Shari yotze kasher bama. Because after all, in a bama, it's permissible, which means we take the area that's permissible and we use it as a model for the area that it's not. The answer is tana zot torah taola riba samichle. That, the ruling that the yotze, yimala lo yered, is based upon the tana's use of the psuk, of the word zot torah taola, which then creates the category of Imala lo yared is being very expansive. Okay, we'll pause here and do the final podcast in this parak, and the next time we meet, in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.